We have been down this track before, I have to say. We're told today that dropout rates at Australian universities have reached record highs. Remember I said earlier this week about skills, and we should be encouraging our kids, forget university, get yourself a skill. Be a cabinet maker, be a mechanic, something that's rewarding and for which there is employment. Well, we're told today that dropout rates at Australian universities have reached record highs. More than one in five students leaving their chosen courses in their first year of tertiary study. But is it any wonder? Why wouldn't students be dropping out of courses when they shouldn't have been admitted to those courses in the first place? A Federal Education Department report in May found university offers to students with Australian tertiary admissions rankings, ATARs, below 50 have trebled over the last 5 years. 9,723 university places were offered to students with ATARs below 50 this year, almost 10,000. In other words, students who have in all likelihood failed their HSC are being admitted to universities. Naturally, a good many of these academically below par students are going to drop out. They simply don't have the academic aptitude or rigour to complete their course successfully. Why is this happening? Well, another Labor legacy. The Gillard government removed caps on university student numbers, encouraged universities to admit more students, lower the academic bar to entry, because money. Each student attracts both government funding and private fees. The universities have chased the money, an extra $2.8 billion in public funding over the last 5 years, and in the process have misled and betrayed students and allowed academic standards to slip. Once outstanding Australian universities are becoming a laughingstock. How long before university degrees become absolutely worthless? Sensible caps on university student numbers ought to be reintroduced today.